Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to expertly describe your dream holiday destination in IELTS speaking. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about travel and holidays, making craic. Describe a place where you would like to go on holiday, a popular topic. This article will guide you through answering such questions effectively, helping you achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking exam. Understanding the task. Before we dive into the sample answers, it's crucial to understand what the examiner is looking for when asking about your dream holiday destination. They want to assess your ability to describe a place in detail, express your preferences and reasons, use appropriate vocabulary related to travel and holidays, speak fluently and coherently. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions about holidays and travel. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Do you like to travel? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I really enjoy traveling. It's a great way to relax and experience new things. I try to go on a trip at least once a year if I can. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. I'm passionate about traveling as it offers a unique opportunity to broaden my horizons and immerse myself in different cultures. I make it a priority to embark on new adventures whenever possible, whether it's a short weekend getaway or an extended international trip. Q. What kind of places do you like to visit on holiday? Band 6-7. Answer. I prefer visiting coastal areas or historical cities. I enjoy relaxing on beaches and exploring old buildings and museums. Band 8-9. Answer. I'm particularly drawn to destinations that offer a harmonious blend of natural beauty and cultural richness. I find myself gravitating towards places that boast stunning landscapes, such as dramatic coastlines or lush mountains, while also possessing a wealth of historical significance. This combination allows me to indulge in outdoor activities and simultaneously delve into the local heritage. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to describing a place you would like to go on holiday. Describe a place where you would like to go on holiday. You should say where it is, what you would do there, who you would go with, and explain why you would like to go there. Sample answer band 6-7. I'd really like to go on holiday to Bali, Indonesia. It's an island known for its beautiful beaches and unique culture. If I went there, I would spend time relaxing on the beach and swimming in the clear blue water. I'd also like to visit some temples and try local Indonesian food. I've heard that the sunsets in Bali are amazing, so I'd make sure to watch those too. I think I would go with my best friend. We both enjoy traveling and have similar interests, so I think we'd have a great time together. The main reason I want to go to Bali is because it seems like the perfect place to unwind and escape from the stress of daily life. The combination of natural beauty and interesting culture really appeals to me. I've seen so many beautiful pictures of Bali online, and I'd love to experience it for myself. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'm absolutely enthralled by the prospect of embarking on a journey to the enchanting island of Bali, Indonesia. This tropical paradise has long been on my bucket list due to its reputation for mesmerizing landscapes and rich cultural heritage. During my sojourn in Bali, I would immerse myself in a myriad of experiences. I'd start by lounging on the pristine beaches, such as the famous Nusa Dua, allowing the crystal-clear turquoise waters to wash away my stress. I'd also be keen on exploring the lush rice terraces of Tegalalang, marveling at the ingenious agricultural techniques that have shaped the landscape for centuries. To delve into the spiritual side of Bali, I'd visit ancient temples like Tanah Lot and Uluwatu, absorbing the serene atmosphere and learning about Balinese Hinduism. I envision embarking on this adventure with my partner, as we both share a passion for cultural exploration and outdoor activities. Traveling together would allow us to create lasting memories and strengthen our bond through shared experiences. The allure of Bali lies in its perfect amalgamation of natural splendor and cultural richness. The island's ability to offer tranquil relaxation alongside exhilarating adventures is truly captivating. Moreover, I'm fascinated by the Balinese way of life, their warm hospitality, and their deep-rooted traditions. Experiencing this firsthand would not only be a feast for the senses, but also an opportunity for personal growth and reflection. The prospect of witnessing breathtaking sunsets, indulging in exotic cuisine, and perhaps even learning a traditional craft, makes Bali an irresistible destination for me. Follow-up questions. How long would you like to stay in Bali? Is there any special preparation you need to make for this trip? Band 6-7. Answer. I think I'd like to stay in Bali for about 2 weeks. This would give me enough time to see the main attractions and relax. As for preparation, I'd need to get a visa and book accommodation in advance. I'd also research the best time to visit to avoid the rainy season. Band 8-9 answer. Ideally, I'd allocate at least 3 weeks for this Balinese adventure. This duration would allow me to strike a balance between exploration and relaxation, ensuring I can fully immerse myself in the island's diverse offerings without feeling rushed. In terms of preparation, I'd need to meticulously plan several aspects. Firstly, securing the appropriate visa is crucial. I'd also invest time in researching and booking authentic accommodations, perhaps opting for a mix of luxury resorts and local homestays to get a well-rounded experience. Additionally, I'd familiarize myself with local customs and etiquette to ensure I respect the Balinese culture. Lastly, I'd consult with a travel health professional about any necessary vaccinations or health precautions specific to the region. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic of holidays and travel. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. How has tourism changed in your country over the past few decades? Band 6-7. Answer. Tourism in my country has grown a lot in recent years. We now have more international visitors, and there are more tourist facilities like hotels and restaurants. The government has also been promoting our country as a tourist destination more actively. Band 8-9. Answer. The tourism landscape in my country has undergone a dramatic transformation over the past few decades. We've witnessed a substantial influx of international visitors, which has led to a significant expansion of our tourism infrastructure. This includes the development of world-class accommodations, ranging from luxury resorts to eco-friendly lodges, and the enhancement of transportation networks to improve accessibility to various attractions. Moreover, there's been a noticeable shift towards sustainable and responsible tourism practices, with many operators now prioritizing environmental conservation and community engagement. The government has also played a pivotal role in this evolution by implementing strategic marketing campaigns and streamlining visa processes to attract a diverse range of tourists. Do you think mass tourism can be harmful to holiday destinations? Why? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I think mass tourism can be harmful. It can damage the environment if there are too many people visiting a place. It can also change the local culture and make places lose their unique character. However, tourism also brings economic benefits to many places. Band 8-9. Answer. While mass tourism undoubtedly brings economic prosperity to many destinations, it can indeed have detrimental effects if not managed properly. The influx of large numbers of visitors can lead to environmental degradation, including pollution, habitat destruction, and strain on local resources such as water and energy. Furthermore, there's a risk of cultural dilution as destinations may adapt to cater to tourist preferences, potentially losing their authentic character and traditions. Mass tourism can also result in over-tourism, where the volume of visitors exceeds the capacity of the destination, leading to decreased quality of life for locals and a diminished experience for tourists. However, it's important to note that these negative impacts can be mitigated through sustainable tourism practices, such as implementing visitor caps, promoting off-season travel, and encouraging tourists to engage more meaningfully with local communities. The key lies in striking a delicate balance between reaping the economic benefits of tourism and preserving the integrity of the destination. Key vocabulary and phrases. To enhance your IELTS speaking performance when describing your dream holiday destination, consider using these advanced words and phrases. Enchanting, adj, delightfully charming or attractive. Example, the enchanting landscapes of Bali left me speechless. Immerse, merse, verb, involve oneself deeply in a particular activity or interest. Example, I love to immerse myself in local cultures when I travel. Pristine, pristine, in its original condition, unspoiled. Example, the beach was pristine with soft white sand and clear water. Sojourn, soon, a temporary stay. Example, my sojourn in Paris was brief but unforgettable. Myriad, myriad, a countless or extremely great number. Example, Bali offers a myriad of activities for tourists. Amalgamation, the action or process of combining or uniting. Example, the resort was a perfect amalgamation of luxury and nature. Tips from an IELTS speaking examiner. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I recommend the following strategies to boost your performance. Practice regularly. Familiarize yourself with common IELTS topics and practice speaking about them. Expand your vocabulary. Learn and use advanced words and phrases related to travel and holidays. Develop your ideas. Don't just list facts. Explain your thoughts and feelings in detail. Use a variety of grammatical structures. Showcase your language skills by using complex sentences and different tenses. Speak naturally. While it's good to use advanced vocabulary, make sure your speech still sounds natural and not rehearsed. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to express your ideas clearly are all crucial factors in achieving a high band score. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, check out our guide on how to describe a public park or recreational area in your town, which offers additional strategies for descriptive speaking tasks.